This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
That I'd be missing you so come Monday.
Monday it is. Right. April the 29th. Good day to you. Covering a lot of conversational things that are important for us to note. The deadly storms in the middle of the country, certainly something that, well, the conversation is no, there's no issue there. There's not, although I didn't, did I bring you into this last week? I think I may have, Jennifer. Lanada. I did that, right? I brought everybody into up to date on Lanada.
Remind me what Lanada is.
Lanada is the middle of El Nino and La Nina.
Right. The nothing, yes, yes.
The nothing, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nothing. So nothing is supposed to change in terms of the weather. That would be the situation. I'm not sure I believe that, but at any rate, it is what it is. So here we go on the, let's follow around some of the news stories on campus unrest. Can you bring us up to date what happened in the Los Angeles area over the weekend, Jennifer? Because I know there were protests galore at USC. There had been some at UCLA.
UCLA, they're actually allowing them. They built, like, fortified with this wall. They've allowed the protesters to set up shop in the center of campus, which is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well,
there's...
You know, the campus, they have a long string of buildings on either side, and then there's that big green area that we're talking about, sort of a, almost a no man's land, because the humanities are on one side, science is on the other, and, of course, they never talk to each other. It's kind of a no man's land. Anyway,
So it seems that the hot spot right now, USC went and canceled their graduation. That was a big story last week. But they also brought in the police to disperse the protesters. At UCLA, there was a group of pro-Palestinian protesters that were allowed to kind of set up shop. Well, they were met by pro-Israel protesters who showed up on Sunday and did a support of the Jewish students, like a protest for them.
Yeah.
And of course, then there were fights that were breaking out between those two groups. So
there were arrests at Northeastern University here in Boston over the weekend. As a matter of fact, 100 people were arrested and taken away in paddy wagons. Dozens were arrested at Washington University in St. Louis. There were a lot of people arrested at Arizona State over the weekend, Indiana University. Altogether, 600 people were detained at colleges across the country, more here in Boston than anywhere else. And if you look at the organizers who are going to the people running these universities, these lily-livered people like the woman from Columbia that testified last week, and all these other people who don't really, they have no business being in charge of large universities. They don't know what to do. They don't know what's going on. They're completely out of touch.
There's no leadership.
Yeah, this is, they look ridiculous.
Look, you can say that war is bad, but you can't say that Jews are pigs and threaten their life. That's what you can't do. And that's what is missing. It's like, well, they're peaceful. Well, what is peaceful about shouting hateful threats at people who are just trying to go to school?
Yeah. There were a lot of, in Northeastern's case, extreme anti-Semitic messages that were being put up, the photos of just unspeakable stuff. No recognition as to what the Jewish people had been through. There are a lot of people who are observing in some parts of the country that they're paralleling. These demonstrations are the same kind of thing that went on during the protests of 1968. And it'll be interesting to see how, because that was at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. This year, the convention is also in Chicago. So what do you suppose is going to happen there then?
That's
an interesting drama that will continue. Speaking of drama, I guess in my mind, Trump is running against Biden and Kennedy. Why does he keep bringing up Jimmy Carter? What is there about
to say
this?
That Jimmy Carter feels good because he's no longer the worst president.
Yeah.
Right, that's
there may be something to that.
Jimmy Carter.
But I just think that to bring
he
up Jimmy
always
Carter.
Says that he's a nice man, and you know that he and Melania have always loved Jimmy Carter, but that now he feels good because he's no longer the worst.
Yeah. Okay. Let's grain of salt and throw it over your shoulder and let's move on. So what's going on with Mitch McConnell, who is standing by Trump, at least as far as the immunity stance is concerned, but he's staying away from abortion. Basically, if I read between the lines here, Jennifer and Jay, he said it's a state issue. Well, that was the ruling.
Yeah.
The ruling from the Supreme Court never took Roe v. Wade apart. It just said it's up to the states to decide. And so one by one, each of the states that's put it to a vote have gone back to the essence of Roe v. Wade. So then you wonder, well, why did the Supreme Court do this in the first place if it was going to just stay the way that it is or ultimately go back? In the meantime,
the federal government never had jurisdiction, and that was a bad ruling by the federal mm-hmm. government. And so they're giving it back to the states. That was always kind of the crux of the argument. And McConnell actually continues to split with Trump. There's no love lost between the two of them
no.
at this moment.
Not at all.
He actually says that presidents can be prosecuted and that they are not immune, that they don't enjoy full immunity.
Okay. So what does that do for him?
Well, that means because what the Supreme Court heard arguments on this last week was whether or not President Trump had immunity particularly in terms of the election case.
Yeah.
And so Mitch McConnell has continued to say, no, no, no. And what the Supreme Court, I think, will say is go back and tell me when this was done. Was this done as an official act or was this done as an act of the campaign? And then we can have that conversation. So basically delaying it because the Supreme Court doesn't want to say no immunity because then that's not good for any president. The Supreme Court doesn't want to say full immunity because then you might have problems as well. So
right. All right. Speaking of having problems, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Has a new book coming. Oh, is that from you? Yeah, I think she's...
I don't understand the... Well, go ahead. Tell the story.
Well, she's never been somebody that was high on my list of anything except useless politicians.
Well, I think she's a good governor. It's just I think she's trying to get her star to rise because she's on Trump's list, and so she comes out with this...
Trying too hard.
And says that she shot her dog. Now, I do want to put it, and you'll actually appreciate this probably, Doug, maybe. I mean, I think about the way that she talked about this. And at first on first blush, anybody who hasn't read it or who lives in the city and probably...
Well, it gets big headlines until you read in between.
Yeah, I mean, I think about my Uncle George, who's a farmer. And my Uncle George has a completely different view about life and death as a farmer than I think we do. You know, he sees a circle of life every single day. And some animals serve to become food and some animals don't. I mean, I would have a problem. Like, that's why I don't have chickens and cows, because I couldn't kill the cow and I couldn't kill the chicken. Right.
Right. Yeah. I can't kill anything on it. I can't raise something to kill it.
But you know the mindset.
I killed a dog. I killed a dog on my property that was attacking my calves. I killed him. And I shot the other one. There were two of them, and I didn't. The second one wasn't killed. I was trying to kill it, but I didn't kill it. And so people can't. What are you going to say? That Stefan is a cur?
No,
no.
I think the point is that she's a rancher and trying to play as a rancher.
She didn't do it. It's an awkward reality.
Yeah, I just don't know why you'd write about it in a book when
that
people are going to be scrutinizing.
Yeah,
you know.
Bad judgment.
And people put dogs above humans all the time. I mean, this is one of those things that she might not be able to come back from with a lot of people. And she defends it, saying that it was untrainable. And then, of course, if we talk to our pal Warren Eckstein, he would have said, well, then let somebody else adopt her or take it to a shelter and let's, you know.
Don't just bring her down to a gravel pit and shoot her. And she did the same thing with I think it was a bull, not a bull, it was a billy goat who got out of control and was... She shot horses and she shot goats and she shot dogs and stuff. I don't think this is the way in 2024 to get votes.
Right.
I think
that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that I'm not going to paint her as this horrific person monster that I think a lot of leftists want to paint her as at this moment. But at the same time, I do question why
she didn't use good judgment
in your book.
Yeah, this is bad judgment. And it seems to me that it eliminates her. Trump will look at this and say, I don't need this. She just shot herself literally.
She was already suffering because, don't forget, she was the one that allegedly was having an affair with Corey Lewandowski as well.
Uh-huh.
So there's that, and that's why I kind of thought she was off the list, because that probably Trump doesn't need at this point. I think he's looking for someone safe, maybe along the lines of like a Doug Burgum or something like that. Or
Kennedy.
He's not going to. So what?
Or Kennedy. He's clearly.
Well, you know, he said Kennedy continues to say he was asked. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So who's this guy? State Senator Jake Hoffman from Arizona, who was indicted on Friday, accused of working to overturn Biden's election. He's on some kind of national RNC post. I don't know what it is. He got indicted with those 16 other people. Who is this guy? We know Giuliani and some of the other ones on the list, but I don't know who this guy is. Do you, Jennifer, have you paid any attention to this guy?
No.
Jake Hoffman, another one of these guys.
Looks like an Arizona state senator.
Yeah. Here's a teenager, 14-year-old Florida boy, told police he accidentally shot and killed his 11-year-old brother after finding a gun in an alley near their home. This is St. Petersburg, Florida. Police responding to the family's home found Amir Williams suffering from a gunshot wound. The boy died just shortly after that. He was off from school with his brother, and they were wandering around. And I guess the two brothers and sisters were wandering around. The mother wasn't home. And this kid found the brother, found the gun. Nobody knew that he had it, apparently. So how did the kid get shot? That seems to be that paragraph, that detail.
They were probably playing with it.
Gun was reported stolen a week or so ago. So what is there? Is there that much ignorance when it comes to guns? You play with a gun, you don't know whether it's loaded or not? Is that what we're saying here? It sounds like that's what we're saying.
Could be.
Of a certain age, and sometimes even above a certain age, sometimes people think they're invincible, that nothing will happen, that they can do something and nothing bad will come from it. And these kids happen to be off school that day because there just was no school that day. Yeah. So middle of the afternoon, parents at work.
Yep.
Child finds an unattended weapon in an alley.
Wasted life. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HIM to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HIM to 321-321. That's HIM to 321-321.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxative than fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
Two versions of this song, one of them done by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. The other one is Johnny Cash and his wife June Carter. They were very happy. They were a great pair. They made, if you'll pardon the pun, great music together, pretty much at all levels. And so the news here in the social media department, things that are trending, a story of two Alabama families who had babies named Johnny Cash and June Carter at the same hospital.
And
Sophie Clark, one of the mothers, Nicole Davis, the other one, said they couldn't resist meeting when they both learned of the coincidence that their babies were named after the singer-songwriters who were married in the 60s.
It June, looks like a meet-cute.
Yeah. They were shocked. It was fun, obviously. They thought it was a bizarre coincidence. Yep. You got to be kidding, one of the mothers said, when they realized they named their daughter June Carter and they named the other baby Johnny Cash, and they were born on the same day. It's kind of a very interesting reality, isn't it? How the universe works.
And I wonder if they will grow up like having play dates together or anything like that.
Yeah. Yep. So they both have, looks like, six children apiece, right? Is that true? It looks like that's the, if I'm looking at this correctly, it's hard to, sometimes when you look at the scorecards here and see who's on what team, sometimes it's hard to make out what's going on here. But at any rate.
Well, it's, the one family has 12 kids, but it's a blended family. So baby Johnny, Cash is the middle name, and that's, he'll actually go by his middle name, Cash.
Yeah, right.
And he's the 12th and youngest of his blended family.
There you go. Who says it isn't wonderful in America, right?
Yes, more love.
Magic Johnson has been making the trending lists over the weekend because he's detailed how he has defied the odds since he got HIV back in the early 90s. He was very, very open about how he announced it. It seemed like a death sentence, though. Most people, when they heard it, went, he's going to die.
A sentence at the time.
Right, and it was. So he goes to the doctor now. T-cell count is good. He says, I know I'm good, 64 years old. He's okay. He takes his fitness seriously, gets up early every morning, does a lot of exercising. He says, I stretch and then I work out for a couple of hours. I'm in my office all day long. So he wants to continue at that pace. And, you know, in the mid-60s, yeah, you need to keep yourself active for sure so you don't fall apart. He's a big advocate now for HIV/AIDS prevention. He says he's not just thriving physically, but as an entrepreneur, as a philanthropist, businessman. So anyway, I thought it was an interesting reality, an interesting admission, interesting focus on what he's able to do, what he has been. He's always been, I think, Magic Johnson, kind of a bigger-than-life personality. You know, guys that attracts attention wherever he is. So, yeah, he comes across as being, I think, pretty believable, Jay, pretty authentic. Because of that, you pay attention to what he has to say, and it really helps a lot in the areas where there's prejudice against those people who do have HIV and AIDS. And, you know, it is, in this case, he didn't get it from a sex partner, I think. Didn't he get it from a needle? Don't I remember that?
No, I think an affair.
Oh, he did have an affair. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because some of these people that have gotten it didn't get it through having an affair. At any rate, he's okay now, and I guess that's what's important to most people who have been following Magic Johnson's career. 28 after the hour. Did you?
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. 6-pack of towels, $25. 4-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium My Pillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired considered power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby.
Ooh, aggressive. Is that the same films where I'll Be Back comes from, or is that a different one?
I believe I'll Be Back is Terminator 1, and then this one is Terminator 2.
Mm. Great. So give me an Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop, and I'm there.
Right. Well, when he was with Danny DeVito... he was a pregnant, the first male to be...
Oh, Junior! I forgot about that movie.
And there was twins. There's a whole bunch of them. But the best thing, well, for my money, there have been a lot of good Arnold movies, but I think the one that he did, the James Cameron movie, that, what is it, Truth or Lies or Lying the Truth?
Oh,
or
True Lies with Jamie
True
Curtis.
True Lies, that was it.
Yeah. Oh, that one is classic.
That was it. Yep. All right, here's somebody to be congratulated. We seem to find one of these stories at least once a week about people winning lotteries. They don't know where the ticket came from, or they had no idea, yada, yada, yada. So here's another one of those from Portland, Oregon. A woman got a really nice surprise. She was going through some old lottery tickets in her Tupperware. Lady's name is Leslie Carr. She found a winning $1 million Oregon lottery raffle ticket. It was with some other tickets, and then she went into the store. So is there? There's no statute on these things. You can, if you won 3 years ago, you can still go in, or is there a statute?
Yeah,
limit?
I think with these smaller ones, I don't think that there's a limit.
Yeah, well, $1 million is $1 million.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. She had no idea it was the winner. She said she's a medical receptionist. If it weren't for the $1 billion Powerball winner making news, I would have forgotten about it. We don't check our tickets. And that's the question. How many? This is a great question for social media, actually, Jay. If you buy lottery tickets, how do you keep up with them? I just tossed, when I saw this, this story for the first time, I had a couple of lottery tickets sitting here beside me on one of my stacks of conversational value. And so I just threw them away. I don't know whether they're winners or not, but I know they're out of data, so I just... Probably not the smartest thing.
Weren't the jackpot.
I didn't, yeah. Well, we haven't seen any jackpot. Although the jackpot's going up again. It's like almost $300 million. Is that Powerball or Mega Millions? One of them is up pretty high. At any rate, so congratulations to this lady who is
but
a
I think the money
winner.
Is wasted a lot when it's those smaller ones because, again, when it's the jackpot, it's announced the location that ticket was sold, the exact store and all of that.
Yeah.
So you know if you caught wind of that and you know it's like, oh, I did buy a ticket from there. I better go check it out. Where anything less than the jackpot, nobody knows.
Right. The speaking of the jackpot, the 2024 NFL draft. Wrapping up over the weekend, 32 teams got new players, 257 picks. I don't know. I didn't pay any attention to it because I don't pay much attention to that stuff. Although I was sitting someplace and I saw one of the kids from, I think it was from Duke, who got into, I know what it was. I was in a restaurant. It was the Patriots because everybody's yelling about the Patriots. Picking this particular kid from one of the schools, I don't know, but a lot of hoopla about it. I'll tell you something, there's so much interest now. Am I doing myself and my listeners a disservice? Nah, you can go find this stuff out. You want to listen to somebody talk about what's going on in the world of sports? I do general stuff here. This is talk about things in general, things that may mean something more to you on one day than another, not something like football and...
Also, when it comes to sports people, unless you're like a diehard sports fanatic where you know all of the things about all of the teams in a specific sport or all of the sports and all of those, most people are homers. They only follow their
home team.
They don't care about anything else.
You think that's true of women playing basketball? Do you think that's the case with some of the women's
same
teams?
With the still only hometown teams?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Is it okay?
I mean, back when Cleveland had a franchise with the WNBA, I could tell you anything about the Rockers. Couldn't tell you anything about any of the other teams in the WNBA.
Right. There you go. Okay. Harvey Weinstein hospitalized this weekend. What was it going on? Too much celebration? Maybe you can get lucky and the guy just drops dead. That'll be a controversial statement. Wow, what did he just say? Harvey Weinstein should drop dead?
He's just going to let karma do its thing.
Yep, exactly. So, anyway, he's in the hospital now, and so let's see where that goes. Taylor Swift has her 14th Billboard number one album, The Tortured Poets Department. She's tied Jay-Z for the most ever for a solo act. I never would have thought... that Jay-Z was in that department. I would have thought the Beatles were probably there, right? Frank Sinatra. But Jay-Z? I'm just seeing that guy's music. What am I missing here? I get Taylor Swift. But what about Jay-Z? Why is he so... I was listening. We had my friend and co-worker Delroy and I went out to Western Massachusetts to pick up some stuff at a farm, and we had a nice ride, an hour out and an hour back, and we were listening to music, and we were talking about his musical preferences and mine, and he was moving on. He listens to a lot of Jamaican music because he's a native Jamaican, and they like Bob Marley and all that stuff. But I was, I got a big kick out of him just kind of bouncing around. I had 50s channel on, the 60s channel on, the 70s channel, and Elvis, and the Beatles channel. It just, we were back and forth, and it was a nice conversation about something other than work, other than our family. It was just about music. Because music, the reason I'm bringing the story up is because music is something that ties us all together. It really, really does. It's something that we enjoy together. Not all music, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it does. It's the universal language, as corny as that sounds. It really, really is.
Well, and it speaks to the listener on the listener's level. So, like, yeah. Some people could be hearing the exact same song, but going through different things personally, and they both enjoy the same song, but they take different things from that same song. It really is astounding. And it's art. I think a lot of people forget that music is art.
I listen to some of the stuff we listen. It's so much fun to hear some of these older songs and the newer stuff, too, if it's any good. I don't find anything that's of value of the new music, and you probably would argue that point with me, right?
I feel that way about all genres of music, all decades, that some are absolutely great, some are not so much. What I've noticed a lot is that we are in this period of taking a lot of songs from previously and remaking them or sampling them.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of originals. I don't want to say there's not as many originals, but I can't go a day without hearing at least 5 to 10 songs that were a previous song from my childhood.
Yeah. What's old is new again, as they say. All right, here's a question for those of you who live around the South. Now, here's what happened this weekend in South Carolina. There were a lot of cicadas that have moved into a lot of towns in South Carolina. And now the apocalypse has created a problem with people listening, and they don't know whether it's the noise from the cicadas or whether it's a siren. So they started calling the police. This is a story of Newbury County, South Carolina. Residents calling authorities to complain that the influx of cicadas is so loud it mimics a noise in the air that sounds like a siren. I probably shouldn't laugh about it because they're damn dangerous. They're a damn pest and they're a damn nuisance and whatever. But this is something. The police say, no, it's not a siren. It's cicadas. And so they come about every spring. You see them here and there around the country. But now, because they're hatching, they've lived underground for a number of years, some of them. And they're out and about now, and they're having what their version of sex is, and they're having babies, whatever their version of that is. It's kind of annoying. And so this is...
But you have different bros, and the different bros have different amount of time that they're underground, and this happens to be a time period. And then when there are different, you know, multiple bros that come up at the same time, it's usually in, like, a smaller vicinity, where this is, like, way more widespread. And it's the 13 and the 17-year bros.
All right. One in five samples of retail milk analyzed revealed traces of bird flu. This is from the current outbreak that has affected dairy cows in several states around the country. Officials say products are safe to consume. Hello, duh. We have not listed any milk as a recall in our Food, Farm, and Family daily report because there's no need to, because there's nothing that's going to happen to you. It is ridiculous the way the news media has once again created a complete panic over something that is false.
But why are they coming so hard for dairy, for milk and all of that? Because I hear nothing about eggs. I would think bird flu, chicken eggs, more than I would think cows and the milk.
Yep. Well, there are outbreaks among the chicken. And, you know, that's a good question as to, I don't know the answer to this, as to how it affects the meat from the chicken or the hen as well. The hen lays the eggs. Chickens are grazed for meat, and hens are raised for to, you know, have eggs. And so they are monitoring for this H5N1 activity, looking for, you know, it starts in birds and then has gone to poultry. Wild birds, geese are the worst disseminators. There have been some sporadic infections among other mammals. I think there are only two cases in our country of people who've gotten bird flu. There's nothing to, there's been no person-to-person spread of it. The health risk is very, very low. I tell you what I know from my history and experience on the farm, that this is pretty much a problem of geese. And so if you're around where geese are, you want to stay away from whatever's on the ground. All right? Does that help everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I think. I hope it does anyway. Dan Rather returned to CBS this weekend after 18 years of not being connected. When he left in a huff. More or less, he quit, but he was fired. It was like a whole thing. He was on the CBS network for 44 years. He was anchor of the CBS Evening News after Walter Cronkite for 24 years. Since then, there really hasn't been a good, this is me, and not necessarily objectively. I don't think there's been.
No iconic name.
Nah. The people doing the news now are.
What, is he in his 90s now?
No, he's 92.
Wow.
Yep. So he did, he was trying to patch things up. He made a mess out of some of the interviews he did with President George. He was always trying to get you, you know. One of those, let's go get him, guys. And he talked to a unknown correspondent. That shows you how important he really was. I don't know who this guy is, Lee Cowan, whoever heard of him. He wasn't apologetic. And he just said, I miss CBS. Okay, well, listen. You sort of, what's the old expression? You make your bed and you lie in it. So that's that story. At 48 after the hour, those are the stories of the day on the Good Day program.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitran that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free. And it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I don't hear from anybody, so am I supposed to guess?
Yeah, that's a song that Coolio did back in 1995, Doug, that heavily promoted and was used in the Michelle Pfeiffer movie, Dangerous Minds, which was a pretty sizable mainstream hit for Michelle Pfeiffer that year. She turned 66 years of age, that's why we're playing.
Wow.
I did not know you're not into Coolio. So I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, I know you've probably
seen that film. You ever see that movie, Dangerous Minds, Michelle Pfeiffer?
I think I did, but I don't remember it. I don't remember it with that title attached to it. I just Michelle Pfeiffer's been in a lot of good movies. She's a good, I think, female lead and played that role for 20, 25, 30 years. Yeah.
Great Catwoman in Batman Returns.
Yes.
And actually, Doug, it is from what I read. You know, a lot of these potential spin-off series of Yellowstone, because Kevin Costner's not going to be involved, they wanted Matthew McConaughey to lead
the main
spin-off. But I guess there's contract negotiation issues. So it appears Michelle Pfeiffer will be a main player in one of the spin-off series of Yellowstone.
Really? Yeah. This is what there's a lot of discussion about spin-offs from various shows as we come to an end of the season. After the third It'll be another month. The third Thursday in May is the end of the rating sweep. So most of the first run series come to an end by the end of May. That will not be, there's been a lot of talk about Blue Bloods going off the air. They're going to continue it into next fall. And there still is some talk about how they can do a spin-off from that. Meanwhile, NCIS Hawaii has been canceled, but there are two new NCIS things coming into the franchise. One of them supposedly about a young Jethro Gibbs.
Yeah.
And the other one, I think I told you this last week, but it was made official, I think, on Thursday or Friday, that Pablo de Cody, I never knew how to pronounce her name. She played Reva. On the NCIS original show with Michael Weatherly. He's coming back, and she's coming back to play husband and wife NCIS agents, which I think is kind of an intriguing idea, frankly. The show goes on, and they come back. I mean, he was, other than Gibbs, he was the second most popular guy, and there were a lot of people that were upset when he went off on his own to do Bull, which had 4 years, and it was good. He was good in that. He played sort of a clown on NCIS, but he was very good as Bull, I thought. So there's a couple of these shows that are having, you know, they're trying to keep them going.
Here's the deal with NCIS Hawaii. They canceled the show not because it didn't do well. It did well. It had almost, it had around 8 million viewers a week, which is a very solid rating in the landscape we live in, the fragmented culture of people watching so many different things. So it did well, and people liked it. It was a mainstay. CBS just had to make what they call a hard decision, and they couldn't keep everything on the schedule because they had these two new shows in production. So they gave a show the axe that really probably didn't deserve to get it, and the people who worked hard on the show, right now with it.
One of the other things they talked about, you had three shows on CBS that were Hawaiian shows. They had Magnum. They had Hawaii 5-0, and they had this. So they had the crews were able to work on all three of the shows, and it didn't cost them as much money. Now that the other two shows are gone, Magnum went to NBC. I don't know whether that's going to continue or not over there.
That ended.
It's over. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's not an easy gig being an actor on a TV. You never know if you hit. And I had another birthday today is Jerry Seinfeld. He turned 70.
And he's got a new show.
He has a movie, a Pop-Tart movie on Netflix.
Is that what it is? Okay, something new. Anyway, so
can I be honest with you?
Please.
I have no interest in Jerry Seinfeld. I'm not a fan. Right.
What did you see over the weekend?
I saw Challengers, which is the number one movie. It did $15 million. Zendaya is the star. I found it compelling in terms of, I thought the acting was outstanding. I thought the director certainly knows how to shoot a movie. It was very interesting. Having said that, I think it will polarize mainstream audiences because
as much as Civil War did, Civil War seems
in a different way
and gone quickly.
No, actually, listen. Civil War had a good fourth weekend. It had a good hold. Yeah, it had a very good hold. Only 22% drop off week to week. It's ultimately going to get its money back. Civil War and make a couple bucks.
All right, that's it. That's our story with Chuck Curry, at least for today. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.